Jumping back to 2005 with Beck.
makes me feel good. She's so fine, don't need all my other ladies. I'm begging for this little lady, 'cause I tell you she's cool. She's divine, I know she's a super lady. I'm waking, I've gone hazy.
Got my finger on the trigger, but I don't know who to trust. When I look into your eyes, there's just devils in dust. We're a long, long way from home, Bob. Home's a long, long way from us. Feel a dirty wind blowing. Devils in dust. I got God on my side, and I'm just trying to survive. What if what you do to survive kills the things you love? Fear's a powerful thing, can turn your heart black, you can trust. It'll take a God-filled soul, feel the devils in dust. Well, I dreamed of you last night in a field of blood and stone. Well, the blood began to dry, the smell began to rise. Well, I dreamed of you last night, Bob. field of mud and bone. Your blood began to dry, the smell began to rise. We've got God on our side, we're just trying to survive. What if what you do to survive kills the things you love? Fear's a powerful thing, it'll turn your heart black, you can trust. It'll take a God-filled soul, fill it with devil's hand dust. It'll take a God-filled soul, fill it with devil's hand dust. Take a righteous thing, find the love that God wills, and the faith that He commands. I've got my finger on the trigger, and tonight faith just ain't enough. When I look inside my heart, there's just devils and dust. Got God on my side, and I'm just trying to survive. What if what you do to survive kills the things you love? Fear's a dangerous thing, will turn your heart black, you can trust. It'll take your God-filled soul, fill it with devil's hand dust. It'll take a God-filled soul, fill it with devil's hand
That's Bruce Springsteen.
W-M-F. O.
Listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle. Let's go back to the 60s.
Wow. wild thing, I think you move me. But I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
Everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner.
Here comes the night. nights, and now he's holding her the way I used to do. I could see her closing her eyes and telling him lies, exactly like she told me to. Yeah, 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 well, here it comes. Here comes the night, the long, the long and lonely night. Night, 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 night. Whoa, here comes the
moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
You're listening to WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. You are in 1988 on Time Travel.
The cult of personality. I know your anger, I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cult of personality. Like Mussolini and Kennedy. I'm the cult of personality. The cult of personality. The cult of personality.
when you leave. I'm doing your girlfriend. That's something you can't believe. Cause I'm that type of guy. You're the type of guy that has no idea that a sneaky, freaky brother's sneaking in from the rear. I'm the type of guy to eat it when he won't and lick you in the places that your boyfriend don't. You're the type of guy to try to call me a punk, not knowing that your main girl's biting my chunk. I'm the type of guy that loves a dedicated lady. Their boyfriends are boring, and I can drive them crazy. You're the type of guy to give her money to shop. She gave me a sweater. Thank you, sweetheart. I'm the type of guy.
It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. And I actually retired time travel, but I decided to bring it back and do some things here and there. My friend Stephanie is here, all the way from Arizona. Say hello, Steph.
Hey, everyone.
So
glad to be back.
It's nice to have you back. So it's been about 5 years since you've been into the WMFO studios. Everything looks relatively the same.
Pretty much the same.
A little dirtier in here.
Definitely.
Could use a wash, maybe. In the background, Duran Duran from 1995. And before that, LL Cool J from 1989. Now, we've known each other quite a while. What were you doing back in 95 or 1989? Any memories from then?
95? Did you say 95?
Yeah, this one in the background's from 95.
Yeah, I was a new mom back in 95.
New mom?
Yep.
This is Duran Duran, and they did their first cover album in 95. So I know you're a Duran Duran fan. Right. Were you listening to this? Were you putting the baby to sleep with Duran Duran?
I believe I was. I think they do a Bob Dylan cover on that album.
That's right. Lay, 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 Lay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the Grandmaster Flash, my favorite cover of all time.
Fantastic, yeah.
White Lines.
Yeah, sure. White Lines is great on that. I love that whole cover album that they did. It's just called Thank You. And they toured quite a bit. I've seen Duran Duran quite a few times. And they're still touring, and they're still putting together great music. And most people now, if they were an embarrassment to like back in the 80s, which they were for a lot of people, now they're like, wow, I mean, you gotta enjoy a band that's been together for 40 years
that's
playing
right.
music. You gotta be good.
And they're rocking it still, so yeah. Good for them.
I think all babies should listen to Duran Duran.
I agree.
So you're enjoying the weather in New England? Is the weather the same but or different than Arizona? What's it like?
Very different. This humidity is brutal. So it's nice and dry, 115 at home.
115?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
But it's nice.
You can make, like, loaves of bread and, like, lady fingers in the backyard.
You can cook eggs right on the sidewalk.
Wow. Sure. You don't need one of those, like, La Crusette pans?
Oh, no.
No?
Right on the ground.
Yeah. Jeez, I remember when I was a kid, I lived in Texas for 2 years. I lived in Austin, and this was around like 1980, 81. So I was little. I was playing with the Star Wars figures, and I left them out in the sun. Came back, looked like it was just a disaster, just a melt. Like, I don't know, you know, just a puddle of plastic. And if you had that with crayons, too, it was just horrible.
Oh, yeah,
but
remember that.
Everything was air-conditioned, which was nice.
Yeah, everything is.
Yeah. That was the first time I remember we had the house with air conditioning. I'm like, man, this is fantastic. We never went out. We were always inside people's houses.
Yeah.
We couldn't play outside, even though we were kids, because there were animals in the in the lawn.
Yep.
And I learned that the hard way between like the ants and you know, you had ants and you had like all these. I got bitten by like this worm like the first week that I was there, like right in the foot, and I was like, nope, we'll stay indoors. We'll have the kids be indoor cats while they're staying in Texas, but something to get used to.
Yeah, a lot of critters out in the Southwest.
You must see some crazy stuff in Arizona. What do you see that some weird animal? Armadillo's a weird-looking animal.
Yes.
As soon as you see that, it's like, what is that thing?
I see tumbleweed, which is not an animal, but they're pretty cool to see. And they have big, giant thorns, so you have to be careful. But you've seen roadrunners. Some sort of a rattlesnake. I don't know what type.
Yeah.
I've seen a dead Gila monster. Tons of scorpions.
Wow. Dead Gila monster.
Yeah, he was cool. I just found him in my neighborhood a few weeks ago.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
They used one of those for a 1950s B-movie. I'm trying to remember what it was. It might have even been them. I know them was the one with the ants, but I remember there was a giant... Maybe it was just called the giant Gila monster.
Oh.
Or Gila. Is it Gila or Gila?
I think it's Gila.
Gila. That's how you say it? It was a Gila monster, and it was a B-movie, and it was incredible.
Yeah, they're pretty dangerous, I guess.
Let's see.
But they're cool. He blended right in with the rocks and everything. I almost didn't see him.
Yeah, it's a creepy-looking thing.
But then when I realized he was dead, I was, you know, get out the camera.
You have to take a picture of something weird like that.
Oh, yeah.
My roommate, Scott, from years ago, had a lizard. He had an iguana. And that thing, you know, it was small. It was little when we first got it, maybe 4 or 5 inches. Then the thing just kept growing and growing and growing. And he used to have the thing run around, and it would whack you.
Yeah.
With its tail.
Sure.
And it would hiss at you. And run across the room. Freak me out. Like, sometimes the thing's gone. I'm like, where is it? And it would be, like, right next to you on the couch in your face. It's nuts.
They're kind of cool, though.
Yeah. In the background here's Tom Petty. What a shame we lost Tom Petty last year. This was a great tour, too. Wildflowers tour with You Wrecked Me. So coming up is Watch This at 5 o'clock. And Stephanie has five flicks that she wanted to talk about that she chose for today. And we've got the trailers and we've got the music. And we will talk about those today on Watch This. For now, time travel for the next few minutes. We are in 1994. Thanks for listening to your Freeform station, WMFO, in Medford.
see the future just hanging there. A new frame, a new perspective, looking down on my hands. Your instructions, whatever their directions.
It's WMFO in Medford. Time Travel's here with you until 5 p.m. And then let's watch this. Thanks for listening. Here's Oasis.
Slip inside the eye of your mind. Don't you know you might find a better place to play? You said that you've never been, but all the things that you've seen slowly fade away. So I start a revolution from we'll be right back.
she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. She kicked out my windshield, she hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I'd lied and wished that I was dead. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. And dancing with a blonde, until one night she shot out the lights. Bang, that blonde was gone.